Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Adam and Rox each have 3. Mo has 2.
Well, Mo, you are indeed in the third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Trump urged Congress to support his new blank plan.
Tax cut plan.
Right. This week, a U.S. district judge blocked Texas's ban on blank cities.
Sanctuary.
Right. On Sunday, it was revealed that a Trump associate attempted to solicit blank's help in building a Trump tower in Moscow.
The Trump associate wanted Russia's help.
Yes, Vladimir Putin specifically, yeah. But we'll give it to you. On Wednesday, the Pentagon reported that U.S.-led airstrikes halted an ISIS convoy in blank.
Syria?
Yes, Syria. Yeah. Okay. A local news host reporting that first responders in Houston were desperately sharing water out of a single tiny cup was corrected when it was pointed out they were blanking.
Peeing?
No, they were taking shots to celebrate a rescue. Drinking out of it. On Wednesday, the FDA approved a revolutionary form of blank treatment.
Cancer?
Yes.
Treatment?
This week, Look What You Made Me Do, the newest single from blank, broke records on YouTube and Spotify.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, a woman who lost her wedding ring in a vegetable garden over a decade ago discovered it this week on blank.
In the produce section of Whole Foods.
Not quite.
Close.
On Amazon, then.
No, on a carrot. On a carrot, which she pulled from the ground, revealing her wedding ring.
Great.
The 84-year-old woman finally found her lost ring thanks to the vegetable that looks most like an elderly person's terrifying fingers. While a heartwarming story, her husband was somewhat dismayed to learn that for 13 years, technically, he had been married to a carrot. Bill, how did Mo do in our quiz?
6 right, 12 more points. He has 14 now, and you're leading, Mo.
Congratulations,
Thank you.
Mo.
Yeah, well done, Mo.
We have flipped a coin. Adam has elected to go next. So, Adam, here we go. This week, Defense Secretary James Mattis froze Trump's blank military ban pending further study.
Transgender.
Right. This week, an independent investigation revealed that employees at blank had opened an additional 1.4 million unauthorized accounts.
It happens every day, but Wells Fargo.
Yes. On Sunday, Trump lifted a ban on sending military equipment to blank.
Local police.
Right. On Wednesday, a monsoon caused havoc in Nepal, Bangladesh, and blank.
India.
Right. This week, China approved a ban on long company names after widespread publicity of a condom company called blank.
Put this thing on your thing for ultimate happiness.
No, the company is called, quote, "There is a group of people with dreams who believe they can make the wonders of life under the leadership of Uncle New Internet Technology Company Limited."
Yeah, that one. It's my second guess.
This week, Dara Khosrowshahi was picked as the new CEO of rideshare company blank.
Uber.
Right. On Sunday, the season finale of blank set a ratings record with 16.5 million viewers.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. After stating that he would not wear eclipse glasses because, quote, "our ancestors didn't have fancy eyewear and they didn't all go blind," rapper Joey Badass was forced to cancel the string of concerts because blank.
He could not see.
He went blind. Yes. Just a few hours after the Brooklyn rapper tweeted, quote, "Am I crazy for watching the eclipse today with no glasses?" he canceled 3 upcoming shows, citing unforeseen circumstances. And I guess from now on, unforeseen everything. Bill, how did Adam do on our quiz?
Well, he got 7 right. That's 14 more for him. 17.
Puts well,
him
congratulations.
In the lead.
Yeah, bravo. Thank you.
And how many, then, does Roxanne need to win?
7 to tie and 8 to win.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game. According to a poll released Thursday, 60% of Americans oppose Trump's pardon of blank.
Joe Arpaio.
Right. On Wednesday, the Pentagon admitted it had been underreporting American troop size in blank.
In Afghanistan.
Right. On Monday, the UN condemned blank's latest missile tests.
North Korea.
Right. This week, a federal judge dismissed former Alaska Governor Blank's lawsuit against the New York Times.
Sarah Palin.
Right. On Wednesday, NHL player Josh Archibald was caught using the Stanley Cup to blank.
To baptize his son.
Yes. This week, it was revealed that over 3 million people pirated the fight between Conor McGregor and blank.
Mayweather.
Right. On Sunday, Kendrick Lamar took home the most statues at MTV's Blank Awards.
Is it VMAs? Is that
yeah, VMAs, Video Music Awards. This week, the TSA at Dublin's airport released a list of the strangest thing passengers have forgotten at security, including blank.
I think one woman forgot a baby.
No, she might have, but in this instance, we were asking about somebody forgetting a headstone reading, "You will never be forgotten."
Wow.
Apparently, this passenger left it at the departure's drop-off point, forgot about it, drove away. Thankfully, the airport was able to reunite the headstone and its minder, who had it updated to read, "Okay, okay, now you'll never be forgotten." Pinky swear, Bill, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She did very well with 7 points. She got 14 more, and that is 17 tied with Adam.
Congratulations to both of you. And condolences to Mo. For being technically the only person who didn't win this week, Mo.
Well, I always wanted to be special. So.